Biofuels were another hot topic at Commodity Classic. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your farm news update. While at Commodity Classic, I had the chance to catch up with Brent Swart, who is an Iowa Soybean Association District 1 director.
And there's been a lot of talk around biofuels and what that means for the soybean farmer and for soybeans in general. So any new updates there?
Yeah, biofuels are really have been an important talking point from some of the things we've been advocating for as a soybean association to support our soybean farmers and the health of the family farms, not only in the state of Iowa, but around the United States.
And even just for the farmers back home, I mean, just having that extra market, whether it's domestic or, overseas or wherever it may be, is just really important, especially for, prices in general.
Exactly. And we've really had on the biofuels front some really big wins, I think, here in the last 6 months from the federal level. And we're really hopeful that we can move forward on some of these obviously great announcements, but now we got to get these rules finalized. The latest news was that got sent to the White House by the EPA, so we're hopeful that we can get a very favorable opinion and get that thing set into statute and make sure that our volume obligation is really accurately reflected of what our industry can do and what we've been producing from the crush plants and the oil. And the other thing that we focus on the renewable fuels side is the 45Z tax credit. We're hopeful to get good guidance on that. We're thinking it's about 80% baked right now. And again, that's going to be a very favorable opportunity for farmers to help get some of those tax credits funneled down to the farm gate. Again, we know we're going through a little rougher time in the ag economy. So anything we can do to not only promote conservation on the farm, but also put more money in farmers' pockets with the 45Z tax credit is going to be really helpful to all of our farmer listeners.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.